Silky Carlo, director of Big Brother Watch, a non-profit campaign group which campaigns on privacy and civil liberties. Morning, Silky.
Good morning.
What's your reaction to this news of digital ID cards?
It's beyond belief. I mean, this idea is revived every so often in some ghastly new form, and I don't know when politicians will understand. Cummings, not even being a politician, but someone who says that he can always read public opinion. The British public have made it clear time and time again, we don't want ID cards, we don't want ID numbers, we don't want centralised databases of sensitive information about us. This is a hair's breadth away from a nation of citizens with the equivalent of barcodes that will mean we've got big databases of sensitive records held about us by the state that could include anything from health data, tax, travel, benefits. The welfare databases are growing and now running predictive analytics. We've got facial recognition and biometrics on the rise. It's worth remembering it was a Conservative government that scrapped ID cards. In Theresa May's words, it was because they would increase state control over law-abiding people, and that is exactly what this horrible plan would do.
Is there not the case, though, because one of the examples which is George uses in his story this morning is that actually what the coronavirus crisis showed was that at a time where the government really did need to know everything about people, they didn't have that information. You know, people who were trying to apply for the support for self-employed workers, they had no information on almost half of the 2.6 million self-employed people. So on the one hand, we do feel like, you know, there's a lot of information that's been held on us, but it's just not being held in a particularly useful way. Is this not just joining up? Actually, we know that the government knows an awful lot about us, but it's just joining some of that stuff up.
Well, I think we need to really question the idea that the government, in your words, needs to know everything about us. I mean, certainly you need to have a way of proving your identity, which many of us have, and you can use that at the right times. But we don't need centralised databases that hold everything about us, which is what this plan would do. And if you centralise all of that data, you centralise all of the risk as well. What happens when the data is corrupt? What happens when it's wrong? How do you change it? What happens when the data gets stolen? I mean, the risks associated with this kind of thing are huge, and it will create the a modern dystopian equivalent of show me your papers. But instead, it will be show me your QR code, or the equivalent of a barcode, maybe even your face or your fingerprints, using those as biometrics. I think the possibilities for where that goes are endless. I mean, it was interesting in the piece that this refers not only to, you know, applying for a driving license, but being able to buy a drink at a bar. So the idea is that we have this kind of digital barcode that we use everywhere we go. It's absolutely horrifying. This is the stuff of China. There's been too much of this recently, that Britain is walking in the shadow of this authoritarian way of doing things. And I find it, for one, absolutely terrifying.
Bring George Grills back in, Times reporter who wrote the story. George, anyone reading your piece would have thought, this is a government that couldn't even mark some GCSEs properly. How on earth are they going to implement this sort of, what sounds like quite an ambitious, governments of all colours do not have a good track record for IT projects at the best of times. This seems like an extraordinary piece of work, just in practical terms, whether or not they could ever pull it off.
Well, what was striking yesterday reading through the plans was how lacking in details it was. I mean, you know, obviously there is a case that, like you say, as the government had to rapidly set up all these schemes, it would be good to have a faster, quicker, safer way to sort of identify people. But I think what's got campaigners up in arms is the idea, and this is what they say that they plan, is to remove regulatory barriers. Now, I was pointed by the government to sort of laws about how witnesses currently have to be physically present at the signing of property deals, and that in the future that will all be done digitally. But it's worth pointing to sort of Cummings's record on GDPR, the sort of EU privacy laws. He's previously said that they're idiotic laws, and that one of the benefits of Brexit is that we'll be able to bin them. So I think the plan, as far as government is concerned, is deregulation.
Yeah, and what that ends up being. I mean, anyone during lockdown who's tried to sign a form using one of these sort of digital signatures, you need to set aside a whole day to try and work it out. And even when you think you've done it, you send it, it's still not gone there. But anyway, thanks so much. George Grills there, Times political reporter, who's written this story in the Times today. Digital ID cards lead the Cummings data revolution. You can read about that at thetimes.co.uk this morning. And Silky Carlo, director at Big Brother Watch, speaking to Times Radio this morning.